From WBHM News, I'm Lisa LeGrand. Fine art can sometimes be labeled stodgy or inaccessible. Angie May wants to break through that perception. She leads education initiatives at the Birmingham Museum of Art. As part of our occasional series on educators who aren't in a traditional classroom, a series we call Extra Credit, WBHM's Kyra Miles reports on how May is making art accessible on a number of levels.
Angie May draws the eyes of a tour group to a work from Impressionist Claude Monet. It's a painting of a French beach, a cliff in the distance, the scene layered with brushstrokes of blues and oranges. So of course she asks,
have you ever seen the movie Mean Girls?
She uses the 2004 film and the painting to talk about how artists like Monet continued to create new art styles despite harsh critics, or the haters.
And every time I look at this painting, all I see is that moment from Mean Girls, like, don't let the haters stop you from doing your thing.
As the Associate Director of Learning and Engagement, May spends a lot of her time teaching people about art.
Every single bit of my job deals with how someone's going to take in information.
For 6 years, May has grown into her role by redefining what it means to visit an art museum. Whether that means hosting a Super Mario-themed art scavenger hunt or fusing art history with 2000s teen pop culture references, the 38-year-old makes art feel accessible for younger generations. It's also part of her mission to make sure people with disabilities can enjoy the art.
And whether you can visually see art doesn't mean you don't experience it, and that you don't need that in your life just as much as anyone else. And so opening those pathways, I think, is incredibly important.
One of the initiatives she's heading is a new touchable work of art for visually impaired visitors. It'll be up this spring. She's also recording museum audio guides that break away from the traditional curator voice and instead include voices of people in the community as they experience the museum.
There isn't anything out there that should ever prevent anyone from coming to the museum and having the most inclusive experience.
Since the pandemic, she's put even more work into creating virtual museum tours and online interactive activities for schools. But this wasn't her original career plan.
I've always loved art, and that led into art history. But I used to call museums the prison for art.
By that, she means she used to view art in museums as locked up behind glass, untouchable, dry.
It wasn't until I started understanding that we have the power to change the visitor experience and to open up ways to understand it. And now I'm incredibly passionate about museums. It's my calling that I didn't know.
We're making our way to Europe, to France. But I want to do a quick walkthrough in the Italian galleries as we look at some of the...
She says art is more than colors on a canvas. It's a way for us to connect with people from the past and think about how we can influence the future.
I think of art as evidence of the human condition. So it gives us insight into happiness, sadness, turmoil, anything that a human goes through. They put it into an object to capture it in time for you to see it 100 years later and to still have a connection.
And May is helping make those connections relevant today and pushing down a few barriers in the process. Kyra Miles, WBHM.
Okay, guys, thank you so much. Hope to see you again. Loved having you on the tour. I hope I get you next time. Yeah.
Kyra Miles is a Report for America Corps member, reporting on education for WBHM. Also, the Birmingham Museum of Art is a program sponsor on WBHM, but our news and business departments operate independently. Do you know a non-traditional educator in your community? Someone who would fit in our series, Extra Credit? Let us know. You can email Kyra at kyra@wbhm.org. That's K-Y-R-A. Or reach out to us on social media.